your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just had to put another drop of bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Yeah, your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live, 10 o'clock Central and 3 o'clock Central daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at usaprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Podcasts in the morning are free. And if you'd like to visit the website, we've got a number of articles that we think you should consider reading. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Full schedule this week. Peter Kuhl is up in a minute. Project Appleseed. We're going to be talking about history. We're going to be talking about marksmanship. This afternoon, Matt Stein, our USAPrepares.com senior instructor and engineer, is going to be with us, along with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You know him as Fox Mulder from the X-Files. He's our science advisor and biophysicist. And we're going to be talking about solar storms, EMPs, and thinking your way through crises when just a few seconds are critical. Wednesday morning, Dr. Norman Shealy is a 3-time PhD, medical doctor, brain surgeon, author, and we can take your medical calls if you'd like. Wednesday afternoon, Dr. Prepper, James Talmadge Stevens. He's the author of a best-selling book, Back to Basics. And Thursday morning, Matt Stein's going to be with us. And then, Thursday afternoon, Dr. Norman Shealy, medical questions. Friday morning, Lisa Bedford, the survival mom. And Friday afternoon, the weekend review, a recap of the high points of what we learned this week, and we'll be describing what you can expect at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Today we're going to be learning about Project Appleseed. Project Appleseed has been a part of USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo since our very first expo, and November 3rd and 4th brings us to our fourth expo. So today we're going to welcome our newest instructor, Peter Kuhl, and he is an accomplished home builder and land developer. He is an entrepreneur. He's worked previously in Fortune 500 companies. He has several passions: plumbing, history, family, and marksmanship are just a few of them. He owns a plumbing business, and he is a rifleman instructor. He's a promotions coordinator for Project Appleseed, and Project Appleseed is reconnecting Americans with the tradition of rifle marksmanship and promoting civic responsibility through the teaching of history of the American Revolution. And Project Appleseed is interested in teaching every American our shared heritage and our history. And the instructors for Project Appleseed are volunteers. They travel across the country teaching those who attend about the difficult choices, heroic actions, and the sacrifices that our founders made on behalf of us, Americans. I'm delighted to welcome our newest instructor, Peter Kuhl. Welcome, Peter.
Oh, thank you, Vince. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Peter, you know, you're going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, November 3rd and 4th, and we're excited about having you teach American heritage and marksmanship. Can you give us a little bit of an insight as to, you know, you're going to be teaching for an hour at your seminar. What will we learn when we come to the Get Prepared Expo here in Springfield and visit with you in your seminar?
Absolutely, Vince. What we're going to be covering that 1 hour at the expo is we're going to talk about the events of the day, April 19, 1775. For most of us, we know that day as the shot heard around the world. Mm-hmm. The events of Lexington and Concord and what kind of transpired, which kicked off the Revolutionary War. There were three encounters, which we refer to as the three strikes of the match. And we're going to be discussing the events of the day for that hour.
Awesome. And then you're going to be introducing the rest of, well, everyone that you encounter to the Appleseed program, which, why don't we discuss what the Appleseed program is all about?
Absolutely. Yeah, what we are is, as you mentioned, we're a heritage and marksmanship program. Typically, the way an Appleseed works is that it's over a two-day period on a weekend, Saturday and a Sunday. And what we do is through that that two-day event, we cover a lot of the history that led up to the events that occurred on April 19, 1775. Of course, we talk about the events of the day. And then what we do is we tell the stories of the men, women, children who really weren't expected to do much of anything during that time frame, but actually did in order to help create a free nation that we are today. So that's what we do on the history side of things. In terms of the marksmanship, basically we teach the fundamentals of rifle marksmanship. Those fundamentals that we teach are an adapted program from the World War II U.S. Marine Corps rifle marksmanship program. Certainly they taught that over a longer period of time during basic, and we condense it down to a two-day event. So it's quite a fast weekend, nonetheless, but we do get the fundamentals taught, and people walk away with the skills necessary to shoot at or hit a target, 20-inch target at 500 yards with a rack-grade rifle.
You know,
whether they do that or not, that's the question. It takes a little bit of practice, but we teach the fundamentals to get them there.
Sure. I mean, that's quite a task, hitting a target at 500 yards. Sometimes seeing a target at 500 yards is an accomplishment. And so, you know, the Japanese during the attack on Pearl Harbor were really worried about the Americans, because they thought that there were firearms everywhere, you know, that every American probably had one. And that was one of the things that kept the Japanese from invading the United States. And so I am all for what you're teaching. And I've seen some of the results, and some of the young people who have been taught by Project Appleseed, you know, they seem responsible. They seem, they are not the typical child that you might see walking down the street in a city looking down at a cell phone. These, you know, with aimlessly, these are young people who have a purpose, who see the direction our country's going, and they're more mature, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you mentioned the Japanese, you know, not wanting to invade the mainland here, and that's a unique issue to our country. The heritage of the Second Amendment, obviously, and marksmanship, which really was the deciding factor during the Revolutionary War. Had it not been for a bunch of farmers who really knew how to shoot very, very well, the outcome may not have been the way it as we remember it and it's recorded. Certainly, marksmanship is unique to this country, and unfortunately, we believe that it's that sort of heritage and skill has been lost over time here recently, and we're definitely trying to promote that. I would certainly agree with you in terms of the participants with Appleseed, and I can use just a couple examples. We have a number of very young instructors, what we would call a full instructor. We've got a couple of young women who are under the age of 21 who are full instructors, as well as young men or boys and girls in their teenage years who are also instructors in training with our program. Basically, if a youngster demonstrates responsibility and maturity, we allow an instructor to take a hat and instruct as early as 13 years old. And the reason we use 13 years old, that was the youngest person who actually died in the conflict in the Revolutionary War. So we kind of honor and allow folks to be a part of it.
Peter, it's interesting the way you're describing this. Every once in a while, someone will come up to me in Springfield, Missouri, and they'll see that I'm carrying a sidearm. I'm armed all the time. I'm armed in the studio right now. And I carry a .45 ACP, a 1911. And, Peter, once in a while, not very often, but sometimes a woman will come up to me and say, "Why are you carrying a gun?" And, you know, I could go through the typical responses. It's my right. No, I don't say that. I say, it's my duty. Mm-hmm. And instantly there's a silence. Like, how can it be your duty? And it seems, and I tell them that it's my duty to protect me, my family, and even them, if they are in harm's way when I'm there. And as you describe this, Peter, it sounds like you're saying it's our duty to learn history, what happened, how we got here, those that fought and gave their lives and their fortunes to let us be who we are today. So I believe you're saying it's our duty to do this. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I would probably answer that with a yes. It's unlike other countries around the world, what's unique to our country certainly is the Second Amendment. And I think our founders had a very incredible vision on what it took to be free people. And certainly through the proper use and ownership of firearms, it would preserve all those rights that were endowed to us under the Constitution and our Creator. So certainly we advocate that, absolutely, without a question. And to take it a step further, the marksmanship side of things is a really wonderful skill to have. I mean, absolutely phenomenal skill to have. And it does reconnect us to our past. Whether you're using those skills in competition, for pleasure shooting, or for any other sort of hunting or any other activity of that nature.
Peter Kuhl is with us. Project Appleseed. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Project Appleseed has volunteer instructors. They don't get paid. They're doing it because they think it's their duty, their responsibility, and they love to do it. We'll be back in just a minute. Peter Kuhl is with us, and he will be at the expo. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A little bit later on in this broadcast, we'll be talking about how you get in touch with Project Appleseed. Peter Kuhl is with us, and he is he's not working today, at least this morning, because he's dedicating his time away from his business to teach you about the Appleseed program. Peter Kuhl,
yes.
Who is Appleseed for?
That's a good question, actually. There's maybe some misconceptions out there, but really, Appleseed is for everyone. And what I mean by that is that that's men, women, children, couples, families. We get all types of folks attending Appleseeds. We get folks from they just purchased a rifle last night type of situation, all the way up to seasoned shooters, as well as the military, actually, I might add. And so we're really a very versatile program. We get feedback from folks all the time about our program, and for the folks that haven't shot before, we walk them through the safety and instruct them on how to, you know, prep a magazine and load it and go through all the fundamentals, as well as seasoned shooters and military, where we'll get comments such as, "Wow, I didn't realize that. That was a good little tip there to learn, and that's improved my shooting." So we appeal to a very broad range of folks.
So when we talk about marksmanship, are we talking about rifle only? Are we talking about pistol and rifle or pistol?
We're all rifle based. We believe that, you know, the marksmanship was the difference during the Revolutionary War, and so that's the fundamentals that we focus on.
Okay, and Peter, why is it called Appleseed?
Well, what we're doing as a program in our entirety is we're trying to change the hearts and minds of folks and at least get them thinking about their role as citizens of this country. Far too long, We've had an apathetic society, if you want to call it that, where they've left the decision making to others, whether that was a political class or a governmental class, et cetera. And we believe that change comes through the individual. Individuals make the difference. They, take the direction of the country. They do the hard work and the heavy lifting that's required to keep our republic in line and operating properly. And as a result, that's who we're trying to reach. We're trying to reach our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to wake up the sleeping American, the inner sleeping American, to the fact that they do have the power. They do have the ability to make a change not only in their own community, their county, their state, as well as the national in their country.
So Peter, neighbors, friends, coworkers, community, those are some of the things that we talk about here on USAPrepares.com. We talk about gardening and sharing with your neighbors, teaching your neighbors, showing them things that they might not know, building community. And that leads me to my next question. How do you feel about television?
In what regard, Vince?
Well, I mean, I advocate turning your TV off. I haven't had a TV connected to an over-the-air signal, whether it be satellite, cable, or just an antenna, except for one program I wanted to watch just to see what it was like recently. Other than that, I haven't had television, and I don't have time for television. It's a babysitter for the mindless, the people that aren't thinking. I was wondering if you had the same kind of thoughts.
Sure. Well, it's kind of an interesting point you make. And as Appleseed goes, we believe in personal freedom in whatever form that may be. And if people choose to do that, that's certainly a choice. From our standpoint, because we're actually, let me just kind of back up. As an instructor for Appleseed, I spent an awful lot of time researching history from my perspective, from a perspective from my own personal knowledge. Between that and actually attending the events that we conduct, not only here in Colorado, but around the country, as well as some of the other activities that we're involved with as a result, I don't think I can find much time for TV, much less other recreational pursuits.
That's kind of what I was saying. Peter Kuhl is with us, Project Appleseed. And I've got a bunch of questions for him about marksmanship, caliber, safety. Do you guys teach close quarter combat? I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about history. We're talking about marksmanship. Project Appleseed, and Peter Kuhl is with us. Peter, how would you like our class to get in touch with your organization?
You bet. Well, we have a website address, www.appleseedusa.org, and anyone can go to that website and check the local listings for which events are going to be in your state. Certainly, if you have questions or would like to get in touch with us directly, there's a contact us button, and it's the email address is info@appleseedinfo.org, and we're happy to answer those questions or put you in touch with the folks that are running your local area.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. So the website is appleseedusa.org, appleseedusa.org. And for email, it's info@appleseedinfo.org.
That's correct.
Okay, there you go. And Peter, are you guys a political organization?
You know, we are. We are a political organization. However, with a frame of reference, we do talk politics, but the politics we discuss are actually of 236 years ago. When we teach our history, you know, we do talk about the mood of the day, kind of, or the events that led up to the beginning of the Revolutionary War, you know, such as the Intolerable Acts, the French and Indian Wars, and so on. So we do talk politics, but that's the politics we discuss. In terms of current politics, we are a nonpartisan organization. Kind of adding on to that, we're a nonprofit as well. And so what we do is we try to inform. We try to arm folks with information. And then we ask them to go out into their world and take action as they see fit. We don't dictate, we don't direct, we don't suggest how they do that. But rather we just say, here's your history. Whatever is of interest and of best benefit to you and your family, please go out and make that change how you see fit.
Okay. So why don't we get into the specifics of what Appleseed teaches? Okay.
Sure.
Let's get right into some of the nitty-gritty, if you will.
You bet. Well, what we do is during the two-day event, we are open to, you know, any caliber of rifle that folks choose to bring out. Typically, however, we do shoot anywhere in the range of 400 to 500 rounds over the weekend, which for most people, that's probably more rounds than most people will shoot in a year or their lifetime in some cases. So it is quite a bit of activity. As a result, most folks bring 22 caliber long rifles to the event. There's a number of reasons I think they do that. One is that the expense is a lot less, and also it's a lot easier to you know, shoot those types of rifles versus the higher calibers, and it's a lot more forgiving on the body. Typically, what happens is that all the skills that we teach with whatever caliber folks bring, even on the 22s, those skills, those fundamentals are transferable to any other rifle, any other caliber. So you don't do anything different when you go from a 22 to a 308, or to a 223 or any of those calibers. You use the same skills, use the same fundamentals, and they transfer.
When you talk about marksmanship, are you suggesting somewhere in here that if we ever had to defend our country, that these would be the people that would automatically call upon themselves to protect and defend her?
You know, we are very, very clear about our role, and we are not a militia. Mm-hmm. We're not a ready fighting force or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. Simply, we're just teaching the skills of, you know, 236 years ago in the history that caused the birth of our country. Mm-hmm. These skills are very useful. We call it field shooting. You know, there's a lot of disciplines within the firearms arena, and this is one of those. This is probably one of the more basic skill sets to have. And as a result of this skill set, should folks decide that they want to, you know, pursue or explore other areas of, you know, competition or shooting, these skills actually transfer to those disciplines as well. So to answer your question, we are not a militia. We are not a ready fighting force, anything of that nature. We're simply concerned Americans, concerned for the direction of our country, and we're just trying to motivate, inspire people to get off the couch. We're trying to fight apathy here, to get them back involved in what we call the third rail of our country. Back in the day, our founders had really only two choices. One choice being that they could be oppressed and slaves and under a tyrannical king. Or they could fight and die for the freedoms that they already possessed. Nothing new. They already possessed those freedoms. And they chose the latter. They chose to fight and die. As a result, they gave us the third rail, which is the civic or political rail, and representative government as a republic. And we're encouraging people to go out and be a part of that. Far too long, folks have been apathetic to that. And it's time that they get back involved.
I absolutely agree. So when someone is interested in participating, is it important that they have previous firearms experience, previous rifle experience, or can you start with a novice, someone who has never shot or even held a rifle before?
Actually, we get a lot of those folks, believe it or not, and we welcome them with open arms. We create an environment at Appleseed where no one's intimidated by what we know versus what somebody doesn't know. As a result, I can tell you just my own personal experiences from events that we've held. I recall one event where a woman showed up with her daughter, and her husband had handed her a rifle, actually two rifles, one for her and one for her daughter, and a box of ammunition, and said, go to this event. And he signed them up and told them where they were going, and they showed up. That woman and her daughter had never held, much less used, a rifle in their lives. And so what we do with those types of folks is we just pull them to the side and we kind of go through the instruction from a more basic level. At the same time, we've had, I recall, a firing range or a gun club owner attend one day, or one weekend, I should say, and he's an accomplished shooter. And he actually owns his own ammunition company. And so, you know, how do you teach a guy like that? Well, apparently we gave him a few pointers that actually helped him improve his shooting. So we have a very broad range of folks that we appeal to.
So it sounds like there is a focus on safety at Appleseed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're very, very blessed and very fortunate. Since our inception, approximately 6 years ago, we've never had, and don't plan to have an accident as a result of safety issues. We're not the end-all, be-all organization that teaches safety, but certainly our program is very thorough when it comes to safety and making sure that folks understand how to properly handle their rifles and how to properly make them safe.
Peter, would you say that a lot of people's lives have been changed for the better as a result of learning about the history of the United States of America and marksmanship?
I can unequivocally say absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. We do a lot of different outreach events and programs around the country. And we try to reach a lot of the folks that really need or want to hear our message. And when you have, let's say, I'll use an example of a family. When a family arrives at an Appleseed, I can think of one particular family that actually came to an Appleseed. They really didn't know what to expect. I think that they were, maybe they lost a bet. That's my guess. They lost a bet. They came to an Appleseed. By the end of the second day, they were already making plans to expand Appleseed into their section of the state. They were trying to figure out which private landowner would be willing to give up or set aside some of his property to create what we call a designated Appleseed range, which we have a lot of those around the country. And they were gung-ho on ready to do the outreach in their section of the state where we hadn't had a presence. So, yeah, I would absolutely say yes. We've, you know, inspired folks. We've helped them think differently about their role in this country. And I think more importantly, when children come to our event, they see that it's not just about them, for lack of better description. There's a bigger thing going on here. And it's always been that way, except we give them that that inspiration to go out and be that change that they mm-hmm. want to see.
Peter, close quarter combat, is that part of your instruction?
It's actually not. We get that question quite a bit, as a matter of fact. You know, we actually get a lot of questions for what we're not, and it's a great opportunity for us to clarify. Basically, we are just a rifle marksmanship program. We are what we are not is we're not a close quarter combat organization. Although we do love the folks over at the NRA, they're great people, and there's a great mutual respect going on. They do something very different than what we do. So we don't teach concealed carry. Also, we get the question a lot, are you a hunter safety program? And then again, the answer would be no. However, you know, the skills that we do teach do help quite a bit when it comes to that hunting sport. So from that perspective, yes, but from a, you know, hunter safety standpoint, no.
Peter, if you haven't met him before, Larry Pratt is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. He's been to every one of our expos. He'll be at the November 3rd and 4th Expo, Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri. So if you haven't met him, you're going to get a chance to meet Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. And, well, I'll tell you what, Peter Kuhl has been helping us learn about Appleseed. I'm Vince Vannelli. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Vannelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Peter Kulis with us. And we're talking about Project Appleseed. And Peter Kula will be at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri. And he will be presenting a seminar on Project Appleseed and what you can learn by attending an event. And there's a link on the website class to Project Appleseed and Peter Kula. You can just go to page one, usapreparees.com. And you can learn about the organization. Peter, what does it cost to participate in a 2-day event or a single day event?
Sure,
at
you
Project
bet.
Appleseed?
You bet. Well, you know, being a nonprofit organization, our goal is not to raise money. However, it does cost money to operate as an organization. The fee structure is very reasonable, we believe, and we've been getting that same feedback. So for adult males, it's a $70 fee for 2 days. Adult women are $40. And then children under 21 are $20. And the way it works is that there's one free child per paying adult. So if a family decides to come and you have mom and dad and they've got two kids, then basically mom and dad pay their way for the weekend and the kids get to participate for free. So we do try to keep the cost low in order to, lower that barrier of entry for all.
Have you had any negative comments, Peter? I can't imagine that, but I'd love to know, and our class would probably like to know, has anybody ever said anything after an event like, I never should have gone?
Oh, absolutely not. Not in my year and a half experience with the program. At a minimum, I think people walk away with skills and maybe some knowledge that they didn't have prior to attending. Overwhelmingly, I think the response that I hear anyway is that people come up and as instructors, they shake our hands and thank us so much for making the commitment of time and energy to provide what we provide. So I can't personally, from my experience, recall any negative. There's always different folks that have different ideas about the shooting sports, and we always get some real good suggestions about how to change our program to, you know, fit maybe another venue's program to match it or to get similar to it. But you know, I believe with what we do it very well.
Okay, and for the first time, what equipment would you recommend that a first-time attendee bring to one of your shoots?
Oh, you bet. Well, it is a two-day event, and the days start at about 8:30 in the morning, and they last till about 5 o'clock. Typically, we recommend that folks bring at least 500 rounds of ammunition, specific to the caliber of the rifle that they choose to bring. Typically, like I mentioned earlier in the program, 22 long rifles are the choice, for those, reasons that we talked about. So that's definitely a basic, component to our program is that folks bring those. Certainly eye protection, ear protection are necessary, a hat, and all the other, I guess, conveniences and comfort items. A shooting mat would be helpful, as well as, you know, sunscreen and the like. Typically, when someone goes to our webpage and they look at an event that's close to them or near to them that they choose to attend, there's going to be an information page very specific to the range that they'll be shooting on, as well as how to get ready for an Appleseed. We recommend that folks bring their rifles already sighted in or close to being sighted in, because that our program moves so quickly that definitely saves a lot of time and frustration for folks coming to our event.
Well, that was a fast hour.
Sure was.
Peter Kula, there's a link to you on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And, class, you're going to get a chance to meet Peter Kula at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th. And he'll tell you all that you could possibly want to know about Appleseed, marksmanship, and their style of shooting. I love it. I really do. And, Peter, thanks so much for being with us here today in the broadcast classroom. And I'm really excited about Appleseed continuing to be with us for our fourth expo, Get Prepared Expo. I'm Vin Finelli, class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Come.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.